commentator Richard Ratliff.
In one word, what do you want in life? What does anybody want in life? I'm going to make an assumption here. I'm guessing that if you were to get all of your one-word answers and boil them down to one comprehensive word, that word probably is going to be happiness. We all want to be happy. One of the great purposes of life is the pursuit of happiness. The question is, how do we do that? How does a person find happiness? How does a family, organization, or society achieve happiness? I've known some happy people in my life. I've had great moments of happiness myself. Some people are happy most of the time, but I doubt that anyone is perfectly happy all the time. Most of us, I believe, are happy or unhappy in layers. Who was it that said a person is like an onion? In layers. Some of us, at our core, are happy and content with life. But a little closer to the surface, we may worry about loved ones or our jobs or the national debt. Still further up toward the surface, we may be downright livid about the ball game last night, but right now there simply is nothing better in life than hearing the sweet words, "I love you," as we walk out the door. That makes me happy. So, are we happy or unhappy? My guess is that the answer is in the relationships. Someone else may be deeply troubled at the core because of self-doubt. Content with his employment, ecstatic with his favorite team's recent victory, and distraught because of an argument he had with his wife this morning. So is he happy or unhappy? Again, my guess is that the answer is in the relationships. I have a 13-year-old granddaughter who is happy. Everyone notices it. She has a perpetual smile on her face. She loves everybody, and everybody loves her. Does she have disappointments? Sure. The basketball team she plays on lost a game the other night, 37-7. The game before that, they lost something like 53-6. After the second game, I asked her how she felt. She said, "Well, at least we're improving, and it was fun." Still smiling, her happiness doesn't depend upon winning or losing, or prestige or even wealth. The smile on her face is a reflection of the warmth of her relationships with everyone she knows. There is a man whom I very much admire. He recently experienced a disappointment with one of his projects at work. His response? He said, "It's disappointing, but you know, Richard, the sun will come up tomorrow, and we'll go on. Life is good." More people call this man friend than anyone I know. I've come to recognize a common element increases the happiness in my own life and in the lives of others. My own happy moments usually occur in the context of relationships. Happy people I know have good relationships. Successful organizations, that is, organizations with happy customers, employees, suppliers, and investors, enjoy good relationships with all these groups. Safe, prosperous communities tend to have thriving networks of good relationships. Implications of this basic idea of the importance of good relationships to personal happiness, organizational success, and social viability are profound. The implications go beyond just being courteous to other people, although that's important. Implications go beyond civility, although that's important too. Important implications extend to the economic and political theory and practice and to international relations and diplomacy. Economists teach us that good relationships are more beneficial and less expensive to everyone involved at every level of consideration. Good relationships promote happiness, prosperity, and security. My question is this: if it is true that good relationships make us happy and bad relationships make us unhappy, and if good relationships are economically superior to bad relationships, why would we intentionally do things that would cause bad relationships? We do, you know. So do our political representatives, and too many of us in our public, vocational, and professional lives, and even in our homes. I propose that when we do, it's because we forget that happiness doesn't necessarily come from winning, wealth, or prestige. Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff. Thanks for listening.